Hudson Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. For the second straight day, a Trump co-defendant in the Georgia election case has agreed to plead guilty, striking a deal with prosecutors. This time, it's lawyer Kenneth Chesbrough.
Is your guilty plea freely and voluntarily given with full knowledge of the charges against you?
Yes.
Do you understand that you only have a limited right to appeal this guilty plea?
Yes.
And do you understand that you would have 4 years?
He gets probation. He has to pay $5,000 restitution, perform community service, and write a letter of apology. The judge in the Trump civil fraud trial in New York has threatened to hold the former president in contempt. This raises the possibility of fining or jailing him because a social media post about a court staffer remained visible for weeks on his campaign website after the judge ordered it taken down. On Capitol Hill, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan failed for a third time in a vote for House Speaker. This time, 25 in the GOP turned against him. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Behind closed doors late yesterday, Jim Jordan met with some of these contrarians and defectors inside his own party, and he made zero progress. He flipped no one. He swung no one. And there's no indication that's going to change. This is a dead-end road.
President Biden says aid trucks should roll into Gaza over the next 24 to 48 hours. Correspondent Ian Lee on Israel's plan for a possible ground offensive in Gaza.
Defense Minister Yoav Gallant says Israel does not plan to control life in Gaza once it destroys Hamas and there's no longer a threat. The Hamas-controlled Palestinian territory has been devastated by Israeli airstrikes since the group brutally killed more than 1,000 Israeli civilians nearly 2 weeks ago and took more than 200 people hostage, including this mother and her young children.
I try not to think about the worst. This is the only thing that keeps me going.
Back here at home now, a judge is dead and a manhunt is on.
Police in Western Maryland are searching for Pedro Argote. The 49-year-old man is suspected of fatally shooting Washington County Circuit Court Judge Andrew Wilkinson in the judge's driveway Thursday evening. Washington County, Maryland Sheriff Brian Elbert.
This was a targeted attack on Judge Wilkinson.
The shooting suspect, 49-year-old Pedro Argote, was involved in a divorce case that went before the judge earlier in the day. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Checking Wall Street, it's a down day for stocks. The Dow is down 109, the NASDAQ is down 108, and the S&P 500 is down 26. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-737-9944. That's 1-800-737-9944.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, October 23rd. The Wisconsin Rapids School District LHS Alumni Wall of Fame Committee meeting will take place at 3:15 by Zoom. The special Board of Education meeting will begin at 5 at the Peach Street Board Office. In Portage County, the County Finance Committee will meet at 4 at the Portage County Annex in Conference Rooms 1 and 2. The Stevens Point Finance Committee meeting will take place at 6 on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Veterans Services Commission will meet at 9:30 a.m. at 172 North Linden Street in Adams. There's spooky zoo tours at the Wildwood Zoo in Marshfield on Monday, October 23rd from 5 to 6 p.m. Tours will start under the Bear Bridge. The ODC Free Haunted House is Friday and Saturday in Wisconsin Rapids. Tours run from 6 to 9:30 both days. This event is family-friendly and wheelchair-accessible. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 59. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows around 43. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 53. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Luke Jameson Mathers. Lukester, it is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock. Great to have you along. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah, it's a Friday, and you know, getting caught up this week now that I'm back, and then shaking off the rust and getting behind the board for the ones and twos as well.
But you know, a professional, you never lose it. You always got it right at the old fingertips. You're ready to go. We appreciate Mr. Zommers. Now, here's what I want to note right off the top of the bat on the show. Mr. Zommers was going to take part of at least the show off today. He is out ill. He did not. He was not able to join you for the town call.
He had a scheduled absence today.
Right.
And that was on the books. We knew
later
that,
on. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. He had a scheduled absence, mm-hmm. and he was not feeling the best. So he was going to do what he could. He did not know when we scheduled the absence today would be the final edition of Town Call.
Yes.
But it ended up being that way. And so he was like, I'm going to come in. I'm going to produce the show. And then unfortunately, just under the weather and wasn't able to make it. But we appreciate him as our producer for yes. Town Call. And we hope that he's feeling better.
We do. We send him best wishes. But here's the thing. Not only is Mr. Zommers out on the DL list or the, you know, not feeling well list, also our friend and, you know, ongoing contributor Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger NFL player, who normally is in on 1:30 every other Friday. This was his Friday. He also on the DL list, not feeling well today. And as I came in today, it is a picture perfect fall. It may be the last picture perfect fall day of the season with all the leaves brilliant. The sky is blue. The sun is out. It's exactly the type of day that one might come down with, you know, a case of something.
Are you accusing some individuals of playing hooky and not indeed under the weather?
I'm just saying, if I wasn't filling in for Matt Flynn this afternoon, I might not be feeling well either.
I see. I think you may have protested too much, well, Todd.
Maybe, perhaps. But no, we wish all the best to Mr. Zommers. We wish the best to Brady Ewing, and we'll have both of them back next week and Brady in a couple of weeks here. You brought something up, Luke. I just want to take a moment to say thank you to you and to Will Walter for doing just a great job on Town Call the last few months. You know, you guys got kind of, you know, given this show, and I think that there are various reasons that we're not going to get into here beyond both of your controls, why it's not going to happen anymore. But I'm just going to say both of you, you and Will, are professionals. I thought it was a great show. I thought you did as the best job that you possibly could with the cards that you were dealt. I applaud you both. And I hope you keep coming back on our show on Tuesdays or whatever you want. And we're going to try to get Will on as well, because you're both valuable voices in the Civic Media family. And I just want to say thank you for all you've done.
Absolutely. I appreciate that, Todd. And you will definitely be hearing more from Will and I still in the future. Just making some changes across the broadcast lineup and just to better improve what we're putting out as the lineup here at Civic Media. And it's a growing... I've told you this since the beginning, Todd. Here at Civic Media, we've got some growing pains. We've got a Herculean task to be able to change the media landscape here in Wisconsin and refresh hometown radio. And I think both myself and Will are very aware of what needs to go into that. And so, yeah, there's dynamic changes, and there will be continue to be changes and growing pains throughout the development of this growing radio network. And we're both just... I'm not going to speak for Will, but right. myself, I'm very, very happy that I get to play a role in what we're doing here at Civic Media.
And we're happy to have you continue to play a role as well, both of you. I also want to make it clear as a completely self-serving point, I had nothing to do with this because people are going to start. Here's the deal. If you've been listening,
Todd's concerned about this, folks. I am concerned. I keep trying to just downplay these concerns for him, but he has them nonetheless.
Here's the deal. I started, at Civic just in the mornings on as Charlie Behrens might say, three stations. And then they said, well, you're going to go network wide. I said, that's fantastic. And they said, you're going to go in the same time slot as Dueling Tangents.
And Tom Hartman.
And I got a lot of flack that I canceled Dueling Tangents, which I had nothing to do with. It's a great program. You and Brian are fantastic. If it would have been up to me, it would still be going. I had nothing to do with it. And so they put me in one to three. Fantastic. I'm happy to be here. And now they're moving us on Monday. We're going into the old town call slot. We'll be on from noon until 2. Once again, I am going to be accused of kicking Luke out of his on, and I just want people to know.
Nobody's accusing you. You're thinking of yourself. We had calls after
the last time this happened. I'm sure we'll get calls again.
That's okay. They'll find me still doing random tangents on Tuesday afternoons in various time slots. So, therefore, I try to at least...
I just want to make it clear for the record on the air, I'm a friend of Luke Mathers and Will Walter. I'm a friend of their products and what they do. And I have nothing to do with these schedules. I just come in and I'm told what to do and I try to do it. They say you're going to be on at noon today and maybe 7 o'clock tomorrow and 6 o'clock in the morning.
Hopefully there's nothing else like that.
You never know. I just try to come in, whenever the coach puts me in the lineup, I just try to make contact and put the ball in play.
We're playing baseball now? Okay. All right. I did not bring my mitt today, Todd. Well, I did not bring my mitt.
Well, you brought your newsy hat and microphone. We're going to get into this after the break. Here's what's going on. There has been another round of votes for Speaker of the House. We'll let you know how that did. And why is one of Wisconsin's own Republicans, he literally has left the ranch outside the country. We'll come back and talk about it after this. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Getting a new...
In business, everything your employees do impacts your brand, including what they wear. Cintas has high-performance workplace apparel for almost every job imaginable. From work shirts and pants to polos and khakis to oxfords or t-shirts, these clothes move, breathe, and look great. Your team gets the styles they like, you convey the image you want. And Cintas service includes weekly laundry and delivery. To learn more, visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
When you think of pizza, do you think of a ham roll-up pizza? This off-the-wall culinary masterpiece will keep you coming back. Who makes this fresh, mouth-watering pizza? Club Forest Bar & Grill on Highway 54. Their ham roll-up pizza features ham and pickles with a cream cheese sauce. Yum! Don't sit in the kitchen and cook during the next pregame. Call Club Forest Bar & Grill, 715-345-1220, and let them do the work for you. Club Forest Bar & Grill, proud supporters of Pet of the Week with James Maloff, every Thursday at 9 a.m.
Around the corner,
around the country,
or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise financial advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, TGIF. It is Friday, October 20th, 2023, 15 now past the hour of 1 o'clock, right? Yeah, we're still in the 1 o'clock times. I'm getting all
we haven't changed
out.
That on you quite yet.
Not quite. Luke Mathers, guest co-host on the board, in for Mr. Zommers as well. Happy to have him along. So lots of news to get to today. We're going to get to, and we will talk Wisconsin Badger football, Wisconsin at Illinois, down to take on the Berts of Champaign tomorrow afternoon. Big game, quite frankly, for both teams. But Wisconsin wants to have any hope to stay in the race for the Western Division, which is pitiful in and amongst itself. They have to win this game.
Tell us how you really feel, Todd.
I know, right? But the good news is, then we have a great on-air team, Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher, and you can hear that game. It streams across the Civic Media Radio Network on the Civic Media app. Just download it on either your Apple or Android device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, into the search bar. Comes up, takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Download it and listen to the Wisconsin Badgers tomorrow as they will stream on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, and a couple other stations, right, Luke? That it's not coming to mind, but Wisconsin Rapids, I believe, is also one of them.
Yeah, Rapids, LAK, Amory, and I believe that's all of them.
There you go.
But there's I was so good at keeping the alphabet soup in my head, and then we added, I think, one too many stations, and it's a little harder. It's a little bit more jumbled these days.
So Amory, Wisconsin Rapids, Richland Center, Racine, Kenosha, all carrying the Badgers. Just click on one of those on your Civic Media app if you can't listen over the air, and you can stream the Badgers taking on Illinois. Luke and I'll talk more about that later on this show. Also, breaking news on out of the court systems as Trump co-defendant in the Georgia 2020 election case, Kenneth Chesbro has pleaded guilty, if I guess grammatically correct. That could have huge implications on Trump moving forward. But Luke, I want to start off this segment with the news out of both the House of Representatives, but also right here in the state of Wisconsin. Earlier this afternoon, or at least kind of over the noon hour, the Republican caucus, supposedly being led by Jim Jordan, decided to move forward with a third round of voting to fill the speaker's chair after Republicans led by Matt Gaetz decided to vacate the speaker's chair. Republicans still can't get their act together. So they took a third vote a little while ago. And Jim Jordan, Gymnasium GYM Jim Jordan, lost by an even bigger margin in the third round.
Really? How many did he lose by this time?
Jordan got 194 votes versus
the wrong direction.
Versus 200 in the first round, 199 in the second.
So he lost another five votes?
Lost another five votes. Non-Jordan GOP votes were 20 in the first round, 22 in the second round, 25 in this past round earlier today. All 210 Democrats present today voted for Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader. So that's where we sit right now. And apparently, looking at different reporters on Twitter, the House conference just took a secret vote. Jim Jordan took him back into caucus, and here's the thing. It's gotten so contentious, apparently, that several reporters outside of the caucus room in the Capitol moments ago said that they're playing white noise in order for reporters not to hear the yelling on the other side of the door.
What?
They're playing white noise in the hallway. because it's gotten that bad.
What if the shouting? Well, okay, so it's just in the hallway. Right. It's not in the I was gonna say, if they're playing white noise in the room to try to make it harder, wouldn't that just make the shouting in the room louder?
No, okay. No. And now, John Brajanan, I believe that's how you pronounce it, the co-founder from Punch Bowl News and confirmed by other reporters as well. Of course, these things always get leaked in caucus from caucus, right? So now, apparently, the secret ballot in caucus moments ago, Jordan lost 112-86.
Which so there's 194 Republican representatives that voted for Jordan on the floor on the third ballot this morning, and only 112 support him in a...
86. Or 112 to 86 is what he lost by.
So
there are more than 100 R's there are just basically chickens when they cast their vote in public. So 112 people voted against Jordan in caucus. Only 86 people voted for him on a secret ballot. Which just goes to show that in public that they're even more scared not to vote for Jim Jordan.
Well, there's forces outside in public when they know who your names are, Todd, that there are shows. There are cable television shows that are sending out emails saying we are going to primary you if you don't vote for Jordan. And then there's threats going about now. For
those that are listening, you say, well, Luke's just making this up.
No, this isn't hyperbole.
This is real.
There are real threats against families of congressmen and women that are not getting in line, I guess, is the way that it would be seen by the individuals making these threats. And that's political violence.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, this is, and we've talked about it on this show before, this violence toward, any violence, I don't care which side of the aisle it's towards, any physical violence, terrible. And we've called that out on this show. And predominantly that has come from Trump himself and the MAGA Trumpism cult. And now this is being even further advanced. As Luke said, there is verified evidence that producers of Sean Hannity have sent emails and phone calls to Republican members of Congress not voting for Jordan, threatening them, you'll never be back on the show. We're going to come after you on the air. And now it's gone a step further where we have verified reports of spouses of Republican congressmen and women who are not voting for Jordan on the floor, and they now are getting threatening phone calls of physical violence against them, their children, to be stalked. This is where we are in the Republican Party right now in America. And I never thought, as someone who spent almost 30 years in the party and left in 2011, I never thought I would see this from any political party in America. This type of physical threats of violence, if you don't. This is the kind of stuff happens in Russia, in banana republics. And now it's come to the United States Congress. You would think that any congressperson worth his or her salt would be there, especially if you're in the majority party, the Republican Party. You would think that you would want to be there with your team. You know, when I was in the legislature, you always heard this from the Republican caucus. Staff were asked this. Members of the legislature were asked this. The phrase was, you're on the team, right? You're on the team. In other words, you're not gonna flinch, right? You're with us. Well, one person that continually likes to brag about their military prowess. I never served, but I spent about 5 years working on military issues for a former Wisconsin congressman. And one of the things I always appreciate about the military community is this mantra of leave no one behind. Leave no one behind. You stick with your team, your brothers and sisters in arms, in battle, and in peace. I deeply respect that mantra. Loyalty to me means a lot. But here you have someone who likes to brag about being a Navy SEAL, Derek Van Orden, Republican congressman from the 3rd Congressional District. And according to reporting today from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lawrence Andrea, doing a great job, Derek Van Orten has left Washington, D.C. Not just Washington, D.C. He's left the country. Derek Van Orten got on a plane, and remember, you and I are paying for this. This is a government-paid, taxpayer-paid junket. He's gotten on a plane and gone to Israel because he claims that he wants to be on the ground and he can do a better job than the Biden administration and the president of the United States himself in getting accurate information. I'm not making this up.
So he's doing his own research on the...
That's what he claims.
Israel-Palestine.
That's okay. What he claims.
Okay.
Now, perhaps the best response to this I've seen so far today. There's somebody on Twitter who goes by the handle The Wisconsin Idea. I don't know if this person is, you know, I have no idea. They claim to be a progressive. I for these purposes, I don't care. But stop the presses on this one. I thought this was fantastic on the Twix. Not Twitter, not X, but Twix. Thank you, Craig Ferguson, for that.
Are you going to hand out Twix candy bars for Halloween? I feel like you
absolutely.
Have to.
Absolutely.
I feel like you have to.
If Craig Ferguson comes on this show, I'll buy everybody here a bag of Twix. We're going to try to get him. But on Twitter today, in response to Derek Van, the story from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel of Derek Van Orten going to Israel, they responded by saying, quote, "The people of Israel have suffered enough." I thought that was fantastic. I mean, you don't need to have Derek Van Orten. I mean, join the mess. I mean, think about this. For those of us who were alive during 9/11, there was enough going on. I mean, President Bush himself waited, I can't remember, 2, 3, 4 days before he went because they got enough to do. Most presidents, Obama's done it, you know, Biden's done it, Bush did it, whoever. You wait until the locals have things under control before you insert yourself because it's a big deal to have a presidential visit. And actually, it's kind of a big deal when a congressperson travels, especially internationally. And now Derek Van Orten inserts himself into this. And now they have to kowtow around him and show him around and everything because, you know, he's a United
is
States congressman.
Is this solo or is he doing it
no.
as a...
Yes, it's not part of a group. He's doing it as a solo thing. He's lost his marbles. I mean, this is so far off. And you know who's calling this out? Scott Fitzgerald on the Trump train, was fellow Wisconsin Republican congressperson, and toxic Tom Tiffany, also a congressperson. These Tiffany and Fitzgerald are about as right as you can go. And even they are calling out Derek Van Orten today, saying, what's going on with this guy? We're trying to elect a speaker. And he goes on taxpayer money and takes a trip to Israel because the president of the United States, apparently, and Anthony Blinken, the secretary of state, apparently they're not qualified enough in Derek Van Orten's eyes. So, no, Derek Van Orten will go and do this. I've never seen anything like this before. As someone who was a part of planning congressional trips, as a part of someone who is planning military trips who's done this before, this is highly unusual and completely self-serving. And it's bizarre. We're going to come back. Take your phone calls, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Back with more, including your calls. Luke Mathers on the board. I'm Todd Allball, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm...
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. The United Way of Southwood in Adams Counties is still looking for volunteers to sign up to rake yards for their Day of Caring. The event is tomorrow.
Those under the age of 18 need to have a signed waiver from their parent or guardian. And the United Way Wreath Silent Auction is just around the corner. They're looking for organizations and community members to sign up to make a wreath. You can visit uwswac.org to get involved. Here's Pete Schwabba.
Star of the silver screen, Burt Young, passed away on October 8th. He left a long list of film credits and was Academy Award nominated for his role as Pauly in the original Rocky film.
I don't want you missing, huh? And I don't raise you to go with this scumbum. Yeah, come on! You want to hit on me? Come on! I'll break both your arms so they don't work for you.
In addition to the Rocky franchise, Young's other credits include Chinatown, Once Upon a Time in America, and Back to School. Burt Young was 83.
I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Badger fans, join the Wisconsin men's basketball team this season at the Kohl Center. Get your single game tickets today to be there when the Badgers take the court this November. Don't wait. Lock in your spot today. For more information and to purchase your tickets to Wisconsin men's basketball, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with highs around 59. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for scattered showers, lows around 43. Chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Chippewa, Wisconsin. Civil authorities have issued a shelter-in-place warning for Chippewa beginning at 1:21 p.m. this afternoon and ending at 3:21 p.m. as for everybody in our CFW listening area. There's an active law enforcement incident. Residents should shelter in place, and a notice will be sent when issue is resolved. That is from authorities in Chippewa, Wisconsin.
And Luke, do we know yet, does that affect Chippewa Falls proper or the whole Chippewa Falls Eau Claire area, or do we know that yet?
I do not know that information yet. It is the issue for Chippewa, Wisconsin. So I don't know if it is a wider than that, but as of right now, that is what authorities are sharing.
So particularly the Chippewa Falls area, shelter in place order from authorities. Our news team, including Luke Mathers and here at Civic Media, will maintain vigilance and bring you any new information should it become available. Thank you, Luke. Appreciate that. Thank you to Chuck as well here at Civic Media. Things are happening fast and furious out in Washington, D.C. Reports now that after this humiliating secret ballot, at first he lost a third round on the House floor to be Speaker, Jim Jordan did. And the vote, he had only 194 votes, so he lost even more votes on the floor. Then they went into a secret caucus. I shouldn't say secret, a closed caucus.
Closed door.
And took a secret ballot vote. Mm-hmm. So you don't know who was, you know, where the votes came from. And on the secret ballot in the closed caucus, it's being reported that Jordan lost 112 to 86, which shows that when people vote the way they really feel, he's even in worse trouble. Now reports are that Jim Jordan is saying he is out. He's not going to continue running. This guy, Austin Scott from Georgia, may be in. Just a complete no-name. It is chaos in the House of Representatives right now. So we're going to continue to follow this. And, of course, as we were saying, Derek Van Orden, the Republican from Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, basically the western side of the state, took a powder. He hopped on a plane and went to Israel. Off the text line, WRCE in Richland Center, Robert asks, can congressmen schedule any trip they want, or is there someone or some agency that needs to approve trips that will be using taxpayer dollars, unquote. Based on my experience, having worked for a U.S. congressman from Wisconsin for about 5 years, and again, he left office in January of 99. So perhaps things have changed in 20 years. I don't know, but I think they're still basically the same. Any member of Congress, as long as they could justify it, you know, to the House Speaker, they have a budget. So you're given a budget for both your Washington and your district offices. It's up to the congressperson how they use those funds. And so your travel comes out of that. Now, if you can justify it as official travel, particularly military, and you have to go. So to answer the question directly, Robert, congressmen, congresswomen, congresspeople do not have to get any approval to use their travel dollars. That's up to them. And then if they wanted to do a military junket or trip like Derek Van Orten's on, then you have to basically go through the military channels and you know, get military sign off. But I never knew of or saw a sitting congressperson from the majority party who happens to be a veteran. To have them get denied that travel would be very rare. So whether he took a military flight or whether he's taking a private flight and taxpayer dollars are paying for it, I don't know. But no, it's a, you know, as they say, it's a pretty good gig being a congressperson. I mean, what's the salary up to? 250 grand, something like that, I think.
I think it's 174 for it's 174 for a standard congressperson. Right. But when you, I think the 200 grand is Speaker of the House. That number was thrown around when they're talking about how it's pretty nice job that nobody seems to land in D.C. right now.
Right.
Well, Hakeem Jeffries is really close. He keeps getting 212. Right.
Hakeem Jeffries is very close.
Hakeem Jeffries through all of these three ballots this week, closest one.
But my point is, we're going to go into, there's a whole nother part of this that's very odd and quite frankly dangerous to American diplomacy with Derek Van Orden taking off suddenly and going to Israel. And again, his Republican colleagues from Wisconsin, Scott Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany, are calling him out with the press on this. It is one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen. What do you think? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go up to Eau Claire. Gene and Eau Claire, in all seriousness, please stay safe, my friends. There is a shelter-in-place order for the Chippewa area. We're not exactly sure how far the circumference or area of that shelter-in-place order is, But be careful, Gene. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm on the opposite side than toward Chippewa, but I have family in Chippewa that I'm going to call after I'm done on the phone here. I have to, you know, having worked now, retired, a long time, in the mental health field, this guy needs a definitely immediate emergency assessment on what the devil's going on with him. Because this isn't normal. You know, he has those outbursts all the time. He's, you know, he lost his daughter. I don't think he's mentally fit to be going on a trip over there. I think that this is, you know, really an emergency. I hope somebody pays attention to this and gets a hold of this guy, because he's so explosive anyway that this is frightening, because he has no business doing that type of thing. It's like he's having delusions of grandeur, or he's being called in. I don't know. Was he a Navy SEAL?
Yes, I mean, he makes I don't know what his record is, but according to the reporting from Lawrence Andrea at or Andrea from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Van Orton claims that he was a Navy SEAL for 26 years, I believe. And whether that was all active duty or whatever, I don't know. But Gene, I think you make a really important point, because I know sometimes we've done it. You know, we make light of things or try to look through things with a lens of humor, to a certain degree. But I agree with you that I hope that whoever is around Derek Van Orton, I hope he's okay. Because I with, in all seriousness, without making fun of anybody, I think there are serious issues here with this guy. Yeah. And I hope somebody is watching out for him. And I agree that it appears right now this guy is just not fit to serve.
And I wonder when he started to lose it. Do you know Cheesebro?
Yes.
Guilty?
Yes, we talked about that a little earlier.
Know, I mean, Wisconsin is... I hope our attorney general wakes up here, because we need immediate action and we need justice in our state. This is, you know, honest to goodness, you know, I've watched our country for years live. You know, Dems and Republicans, you know, would disagree on stuff, and then they get mad at each other and all this kind of stuff, you know, but eventually they'd meet in the middle. But I have never seen the hatred toward the liberals. I have never seen that in my life, and it's just, it's alarming to me. And it's alarming to me that these people like Trump and his associates, you know, like O'Bannon, you know, being over during Brexit, you know, and being over in that area, you know, when they had some issues with following people on, was it Facebook, you know, where they were getting information and stuff like that. I mean, and he's been in other countries, too. And then the association with, you know, our NRA and Russia. I mean, this stuff is alarming to me, because where there has been conflict, there has been associates of Trump. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it's, to me, people really need to pay attention. And then, you know, to keep on pushing that Trump won the election, and right. and thank God some of those people are coming out. I'm so thankful for them, you know, surviving the threats and saying no to Jim Jordan. I mean, this is just unbelievable. So thank you for all the information, guys. You're doing a great job. We're really lucky to have you there. Keep up the great work. And thank you. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Gene. Always appreciate it. Stick around for a Matt Flynn Direct. I'm filling in for him today. Matt's taking a little vacation himself. And so I'm as the unofficial president of the Matt Flynn fan club, I have been tapped to sit into the... It's a beautiful chair, but it is this leather chair. It's like a wingback chair.
I don't think it's an unofficial. I think you're officially the president of the Matt Flynn Direct fan club. I don't... What makes it unofficial, Tom?
Well, I don't have any sort of a card or... All right, you know.
I'm going to get you a plaque.
You know,
it's going to be a plaque.
You know what I want? I want a notary. I want it notarized. I want a notary to put the seal on it.
All right, fine. Notarized plaque coming your way.
But all seriousness, I'm Matt, and this guy, just to show you how smart Matt Flynn is, he picked the most gorgeous, beautiful day of the fall. He and his lovely bride, I believe, are taking a little fall trip in Wisconsin today, and just to see the colors, and he nailed it.
It's a good day to do that.
Right?
He's a wise man.
And you know why?
He's seen a couple falls here in Wisconsin.
He's seen a couple of falls, and you know, just like fascism, autumn creeps in on little cat's feet. It doesn't happen all at once. They just, the leaves start turning little by little, and it kind of goes from northern Wisconsin to southern Wisconsin. Autumn creeps in like little cat's feet. Join us at 3 o'clock. Lots to talk about your calls as well on Matt Flynn Direct a little bit later this afternoon. But Gene and Eau Claire raises some great points there. And again, I'll read a couple of these tweets here, these Twitters. And yes, I mean, again, I don't want to say I'm innocent in this. We've had a little bit of fun with Derek Van Orten. But this is just going a little over the top. From WMDX, it would appear that Derek Van Orten's niche experience would only qualify him to yell at teenagers during his Middle Eastern trip. And also from WMDX as well, Wes from Middleton says, do you think that Derek Van Orten is going to get mean drunk, allegedly, and cuss at the Israeli intelligence folks like he did ours? What an absolute embarrassment, unquote. And again, here's why I think this is weird. And you guys, you know, call in and let me know what you think of this. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Derek Van Orten releases this big, I guess, justification. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel has published part of it. It reads, and I quote, after retiring from the military in 2014, I made a solemn promise to the Jewish people that if anything like what took place on October 7th of 2023 were to ever happen, that I would help them and their nation to the best of my ability. And it says in here that he was a Navy SEAL for 26 years. Quote, I am keeping that promise, unquote. The intent of the trip, Van Orden said, is primarily, quote, to witness what has and is taking place that I can speak from an informed position, unquote. Apparently, he arrived in Israel early this morning, plans to visit medical facilities and meet with citizens, military, and government officials, quote, to get a holistic understanding of the current and future needs, unquote. Again, I don't believe that Derek Van Orten is on the Intelligence Committee, Foreign Affairs Committee. He's on the Ag Committee, which is good for Wisconsin. As someone who worked for a United States congressman, this sort of action is highly unusual. The president of the United States, the secretary of state, whomever they might be from any party, just was there doing diplomacy. And I said before the break there, or shortly after, I said, there's another dangerous aspect to it, and here's why. According to Bloomberg, breaking news this afternoon, there is an update now that there have been apparently secret negotiations going on involving the United States and Hamas via Qatar or Qatar. And that has resulted in two American hostages being released, a mother and a child. And that this type of negotiation, it is a tinder match. And you cannot mess this up. Derek Van Orten has inserted himself in this and could mess the whole thing up. Don't go anywhere. Your phone calls the other side. 844-967-2789. The Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Our pets are like family.
The brain is unpredictable. Sometimes it works with you, and sometimes it gives you a hard time. But one thing's for sure. Getting your thoughts out is therapeutic. If you keep them bottled up, you can get exhausted, overwhelmed, or prone to outbursts. When you talk to a BetterHelp therapist, you can just say what's on your mind. In fact, the more honest you are about your thoughts, the better your therapist can help you sort out what's most important. And that makes you a better parent, friend, colleague, you name it. Life doesn't owe us any favors, but finding happiness doesn't have to feel impossible. With BetterHelp, just fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a licensed therapist who shares your values. And it's easy to switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Plus, you can schedule appointments that are convenient to your schedule. Give it a try and say whatever's on your mind with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/gain today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gain.
Guess what? You asked for it and you got it. The oldest furnace contest is back. Tri-City Services is giving away a free furnace to the winner of the oldest furnace contest. Whoever has the oldest working furnace in the Wisconsin Rapids area will win a free furnace. Yes, a free furnace. What are the rules, you ask? Well, entrants must own and reside in their home in the Wisconsin Rapids area. The furnace must be functional and the main heat source for your house. Pretty easy. So take a picture of that old dinosaur furnace and enter online at calltricity.com. Contest ends November 30th, so hurry. Enter your dinosaur furnace in the oldest furnace contest at Tri-City Services. Restrictions apply. Enter online at calltricity.com before November 30th.
You're not comfortable until you are.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Well, I don't know why I came here tonight.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's now 10 minutes before the hour of 2 o'clock, Friday, October 20th, 2023. Glad to have you along with us. Going to take your calls in just a minute on what is happening with Derek Van Orten. Just very odd behavior. Leaving the United States on a whim and going to Israel because he claims to have made a, quote, solemn promise to the Jewish people, unquote. Very odd indeed. Meanwhile, we cannot elect a Speaker of the House in Washington. Jim Jordan goes down on the floor, loses there. Loses even worse on a secret ballot in caucus, now saying that he is out. Going to take your phone calls in a minute, but right now back to our news desk and Luke Mathers, you have an update on what's happening in the Chippewa Falls area.
Yeah, we just got some more information from local authorities in Chippewa Falls. So the incident is primarily located in the area of Spruce and Bay Street. In Chippewa Falls, so that is where the alert for the shelter in place is. Local authorities with the Chippewa Falls Police Department are asking people to stay in their homes, and they're asking for their patience and to avoid the area, again, of Spruce and Bay Street in Chippewa Falls. There is a police presence at that scene, and the area is barricaded off. Okay. So that is what is going on in Chippewa, and we are receiving alerts about.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Luke, and all the folks at Civic Media News for keeping us up to date. We'll continue to monitor that situation in Chippewa Falls. But please, if you're in that area, shelter in place and use caution in the Chippewa Falls area up there on 92.5, the mic.
The tap.
Why did they say the mic?
Again, there's a lot of alphabet soup going around. There's a lot of new stations. WCFW, one of our newest ones.
Thank you. Tap. Appreciate you keeping it straight.